Berkshire Scenic Railway Museum expects to be running 4 to 6 trains a day from Adams to North Adams starting in just a couple months. Work on the Hoosick Valley service is full steam ahead after Governor Charlie Baker's administration reviewed and approved spending $4.5 million to improve rails needed to support the project. The Republican took office in January. President and General Superintendent Jay Green says the railway prides itself on offering a fun and educational experience for all.
We expect our passengers to have a fun train ride, ride on a vintage piece of equipment that used to operate on that very line. The New York Central ran mud cars on that line. They were called B-liners. So you're going to have that experience, folks who lived there in the early 1950s to mid-50s had on those mud cars. And you're also going to learn a little something about it.
Initial plans have a self-powered 2-diesel engine passenger car holding about 90 people run along 4 miles of north-south track on weekends and holidays. Down the line, Green says the railway hopes to partner with theater groups or local historians to offer specially themed and informative rides.
Some people from the area say there isn't much scenery back there. It isn't scenic. We say you've got to take a step back and you've got to look up a little bit. We think the entire surrounding Hoosick Valley range is absolutely beautiful. And when you go in there, no matter what time of year it is, it's actually kind of breathtaking. So a passenger is going to see some industry. They're going to see that scrapyard. They're going to see specialty minerals. They're going to see that. Well, those places built North Adams. They built Adams. They built North County. Those places employed people. They employed grandfathers, great-grandfathers, uncles. And we want to let people know what that place was, what it is, what its impact was in the county. It may not look nice, but there's a reason why it's there, and we want to tell that story.
Green says the long-term idea is to extend the trip 1 more mile south into downtown Adams and a planned train station.
We really want to get to downtown Adams so that people can land right there. They can take their bike. You know, we'll be able to offer bike service. They'll be able to take their bike on the rail trail and come back and take a later train. They'll be able to visit the visitor center. They'll be able to go downtown. This project has a tremendous amount of potential, and it's just a matter of everyone being patient and rallying behind the concept of the project and seeing it through. And it's taken a while, but that's the nature of not only the railroad business, but it's also the nature of community development projects.
When Berkshire Scenic ran between Stockbridge and Lenox, Green says ridership grew 10% annually, capping out at roughly 16,000 in 2011, its last year in operation. Using $10,000 of its own money, a $200,000 state grant, and countless volunteer hours, the organization has been working to meet regulations and spruce up its passenger car and locomotive that have sat dormant for the past few years. Since freight will continue to run on the line during business days, North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright says the petition for state-funded track improvements was billed as an economic development necessity.
You know, we have an industrial park in North Adams. They have the industrial park in Adams. In between, they have Specialty Minerals and Holland Company. And all of those places either utilize the freight or have access to the rail.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.